His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Now, in thinking about this scripture, I think, well, thank God for a saved family.
Amen.
Thank God for the influence that he had on these sons. Brother Willie and Brother Wade, I admire that. Man that can influence his sons. That's a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
His daughters, Kathleen and Patsy, both love the Lord. Walk in the steps of their father. That's a blessing, dear ones. His seed is mighty upon the earth. That's wonderful. That's blessed. I don't know of any better thing that you could accomplish in life. Have your children follow your example. Influence them so that at an early age they give their heart to Christ. That is a blessing. We all know that's true. But I'm thinking about something else besides that. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Brother Willie had another posterity of his seed that he dispensed the word of gospel that he preached. Over the radio and through the little mission trail paper and through the little trips and twice a month to Anthony, Kansas. How long has that been? Over 20 years he's been doing that. Twice a month driving 130 miles to Anthony, Kansas. Ministering there to the little flock that was there. And I'm sure there's several of them here today. And I'm sure they appreciate it. His seed's mighty on the earth. The word of God that he preached. Wherever he went. Even went one time down into South America, was it not? Quito, Ecuador. I remember him telling about that. Down to Jamaica. Made a trip to Jamaica one time. And he just... wherever that the Lord would work it out for him to go, that's where he would go. Across the country, east to west and north to south. And preaching the word of God and being a comfort and a help to people. His seed is mighty on the earth. That's the best seed that a man can have, is the word of God. Dispensing it out in his life. His seed is mighty on the earth. We don't know, and we'll never know until the final windup of life. And we all meet our rewards. But I want to tell you, I believe Brother Willie will have great reward. Generation of the upright shall be blessed. Brother Willie was an upright man. Now, he labored here in our congregation. I've been here now almost 13 years. Brother Willie and I never had a ripple. You know what I mean? We never had a speck of problems. He worked with me and I worked with him. Whenever I would need him to go and pray with me for someone that's sick, he was ready to go. He respected me and I respected and appreciated him. I tell you, dear ones, that's precious. Appreciate it, Brother Willie. Sometimes we'd stop by, maybe he'd be sitting out in the cool of the evening. We'd sit down and talk for a while. Come into our home, visit us in the congregation and meetings. I remember one time, 2 or 3 years ago, we held a few services up at Anthony. Rode with him back and forth during that service. Yes, he liked to know Brother Willie was to love Brother Willie. All of you know what I'm talking about. I don't think as far as any physical enemies, he had any physical enemies, not any violent enemies anyway. Could have been some people didn't appreciate what he stood for and all. But I'll tell you, he had a way about him that he'd break you down. He'd break you down if you just kind of give him a chance. He had such a way about him. Oh, I thank God that I knew Brother Willie. Appreciate him. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, praise God. No, his goal was not to make money. That's a sad mistake many people make. Making money, big money, that's the goal of their life. That's a mistake, dear people. We know we have to have money to live. God knows it. Brother Willie knew he had to have money to live, but I'll tell you where he got his supply. It was by living by faith in God. But the wealth and riches that he had in his house, not that dollars, gold, silver, cents. The wealth and riches that Brother Willie had at his house was as a means of the gospel going forth, the fear of God and the love of God, God's peace to be in his family and on his household. I tell you, dear one, that's wonderful. That's the greatest wealth. How many wealthy people today that's making lots of money and got everything heart could wish would give everything if they could just have peace in their soul? If they could just have a loving family, a loving wife, a loving children. There's something better to life, dear people, than lots of money. Money is, well, you know, the word says the love of money is the root of all evil, and I know. But I tell you, the way it's working, almost sometimes we think we can leave that and just say money's the root of all evil. But we know the love of money is the root. But I tell you, big money's taking hold of people's hearts and minds today. But Brother Willie's desire was not for that. The wealth and riches that he sought was those spiritual inner riches, things that'll last forever, things that'll still be his when this whole world's on fire and going up in smoke. I'll tell you, dear ones, it's something he could take with him when he left here a few days ago. Those inner riches of the riches of Christ. And his righteousness endureth forever.